This is Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
Tonight, we have Mel Dominguez, who is the owner of La Mitotera Gallery. Mel enjoys using creativity and activism to create a difference through the Tucson community. Mel, thank you for accepting the invitation to Tejiendo Identidades.
Thank you for having me. I am a local artist. I've lived in Tucson for the past 12 years, but I'm originally from East LA. I'm on a mission just to be as active as I can in the community.
What brought you to Tucson?
I re-met my wife, Melissa Brown, and we reconnected, and she convinced me that Tucson was the right place to be. It was also at a time where we both were doing really well in Los Angeles, but the price of rent really pushed it into a space where I was like, I'm working more than living. And so I took her up on her invitation to try to make things work here in Tucson.
How your identity is connected with the Tucson community?
I have always been a community artist. I was raised by both my grandparents and my mom, and they really made me focus on the important things of life. That's like faith, hope, and charity. So no matter where I am or what I'm doing, if I'm not doing something to help others, then I'm not doing what I'm supposed to. So it's almost like a check-in. Pretty much live by that.
Could you share more about how you get inspired when you are doing your artistic creations?
Inspiration can come from social political issues that I feel are folks misunderstand. As an artist, I take up opportunity to really communicate through my art and using that art in place of me and my availability of time. So my art hangs up or my murals are in street view so people can stop and really consider and digest what the information is on those pieces. But I get inspired by good music. Sometimes I get inspired by pan dulce or I get inspired from the best tasting pozole that we've made. And it's like you get to taste the ingredients and something makes you happy inside and I want to paint. And a lot of times I'm painting because I could feel it, an energy inside that I want to share with others. So there's a lot of reasons why I paint, and I just make sure that I do it. It's always really special to tell people what we're doing at Galleria Mitotera. And the reason for having a space like that is really to create social equity, spatial justice, a way to connect with all your fellow makers that live within the community. And other times we invite guest artists so that we can share with everybody. And we have a lot of hope for the future. We're going to do some food donations with the South Tucson Community Food Bank. We're working with the Pima County Library to be a satellite to give books to young people. We're gathering donations for Borden Elementary to help the teachers with the sanitization during COVID times for the students that absolutely need to go back to school. Galleria Mitotera is not just somewhere where we create art or hang art or make things. We also are a community space where folks can come together, network and connect to better than lift the community up through its struggles and see how we can better manage ourselves during these times. Being so close to the University of Arizona, we're looking into the future, and that includes migration. There are so many, so many students, Latinx, they belong, and we need their ideas to become a better community, a better society globally before we step out into space. I do love space and looking at the stars and enjoying the moonlight, but I ask, how will we migrate to Mars if we cannot migrate on Earth? Thank you, Nadia, for having me.
Thank you, Mel, for sharing this time with me and with the audience for Tejiendo Identidades.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez. Production and editing, Gwendolyn Hernandez, DJ Nenny G. Follow us on social media using the handle TucsonID.